Gwyd yma na'n teir o'n ffes. Mae gyfais paraidd y chymwy hiwr o faion. Mae'n ddod sy'n sgi torylch colodwm y ffas beis ys atsmai bycholais. The person has to search himself continually within himself, and will dog a question his brother, if he's attached to Hashem. The simon shall dveikas u tfilin. The symbol, the sign of dveikas, of attachment to Hashem, is the tfilin. Ki tfilin name simon nala dveikas, because tfilin are a simon on dveikas of a Jew to Hashem. Moshe says that the Hashem has tefillin in which he is mispired. He prides himself with the Jews. The Jews have tefillin which are mispired with Hashem. So in this aspartus they become like one. Merely there's a dvekas from Hashem to the Jews, from the Jews to Hashem through tefillin. The yef shelover the bechinas tefillin, ela sheyale es adibu yisakneu. It is impossible to come to bechinas tefillin until a person is first mala, he brings up the dibur, speech, and he's misakin his words. It means that he's misakin the bris haloshin. Ki ha-dibur shehu ruach piv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu b'chinas malchus pet. The dibur is the ruach piv, the breath, the speech of Hashem, which is a b'china of malchus peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is malchus. Malchus peh hu b'chinas yam. That's a b'china of yam. Malchus peh is a b'china of yam. Shekoh ha-necholim ha-chol m'seichai. All the streams go into the sea. All streams lead into the central sea, so too the Yam is the Malchus, and all the other Svidais are Mashpia. The Eitz Chaim says that all the Eidas keep coming down, downwards from one Svida to the other, and they all lead into the bottom, which is the Malchus. Means that all the Svidais are Mashpia into the Yam, which is Malchus. Ubechinas Shem Adna. Hashem Svosai Tiftach. We see that the Shem Aleph Dalet is an Indian of Dibur. Ukshapagmin Hadibur Shuhu Shem Aleph Dalet. And the person is Chata Shalom Pagmin, this Dibur to the Shem Aleph Dalet. Azai, then, Ayyadei Apigam, Nasa Meiruach Pir, Ruach Sora. Through this Pigam in the Dibur, so from his speech there becomes a Ruach Sora. Instead of Ruach Pir, it means the breath of his mouth, the spirit, the air that comes out of his mouth, and instead there is a storm wind. The word se'ora is formed. Ki chof zayin oisi is kol echad kol me'asora. It's every one of the 27 letters of the Aleph Beis, each one is kol, is composed of 10 different forms of these 27 letters. 27 letters are the chof beis asfindet iso, the 22 letters, and the 5 oisi estumis, menatzbech. And each one is formed of 10 different combinations, because there are exactly 10 different nekudais, so really there can be 10 forms for each letter, a total of 270. Imat the arej ayin. Imat the 270. Benasim adchinas hadibur, hainu adchinas shem aleph dalad, rej ayin oisius. So really from this dibur, which is shem aleph dalad, Hashem swasai tiftoch, there is form 270 oisius. So oro samach hei hu adna. Samachedi Gematria, the Shem Aleph Dalet, Vereish Ayin Isis, and the 270 Isis, so we have a total of the word Se'ora. The Samachedi Reish Ayin is the word Se'ora. The Zabachinas Ruach Se'ora, Isid Devoroi. The Ruach Se'ora perfects the Dibur to get it out of the Ruach Se'ora, to make the Ruach Pir. She'oisim, and the Saknim, is Hadibur, and Malim, Isid, and Bechinas Ruach Se'ora. That they work to perfect the Dibur, to bring it up from the Bechina of Ruach Se'ora to Bechina of Malchus, Tikkun Malchus Peh. Ruach Sora hazeh, umikatrig hagodl, shrimenu boim kol haketrugim enes yonis. This Ruach Sora is the shodesh of all the ketrugim, of all the attacks against the Jews, chas v'shalom. Vehu achar hadvorim, shehu yerik mi hadibur. This Ruach Sora is called achar hadvorim. That's behind the dibur. It stays there, and it's yerik. It takes its nourishment, this klipa takes its nourishment from the dibur. Shemaitzei Pesach Linek, when he finds an opening from which to nurse from. Einala Pesach Chatas Reivitz. The sin, the klipo, the Ruach Sora, lies at the Pesach at the opening, wherever it can find an opening. Uchsir, as the Pesach says, Shmur Pesach Picha. Watch the opening of your mouth means, watch the Dvorim, the Dibur, that the opening should not be attacked by the Ruach Sora, by the klipo. Meshikosa Bezoyre Kodesh, Vahi Achal HaDvorim, Vodi Kim Niso Es Avraham. Achar hadvorim, behind the dibur, when there is this klipa, this mikatreg, that brings to nisyonis, brought to a test against Avraham. says the Satan who came to Hashem with his claims and kindness, and that's what brought about the Nisoyin. And this is what causes an eruption, a storm within the person. All the bad, the Lashon Hara and bad that it speaks, that is spoken on a person. Its origin comes from this Ruach Sora, the storm wind, from this Achar Adwar, which is behind the Dibur, which is the enemy of it. This is the beginning of Kates called Bosa Molophonai, the end of all flesh. It attempts to make an end to all people by its malshinus, by speaking bad about them. To bring about Nisyanus in Ketrum. Ubnei Yodom Shein Donim is called Melkav Chaybo, those people who had done each person to the bad, the Chaykin Tomad Al Chayos to Yodom, and they seek always to find Chayv, the opposite of Schus, against people. They are from this Bechina of Kates Kolbosa. They try to make an end to each person. This Kates, which is an union of Cheshech, of darkness, of Gevudais, of Kitrugim, they seek to make a Tachlis, which means an end to destroy everything. To arouse Gevudais, to speak badly, to make Catholic against people. But the Shoim, stormy like a stormy sea, because they cannot be silent. To them there is no silence, there's no quiet ruach. For them it's a ruach sora. It's sora kolonim, where there is the yakfiyo sitra de kez kol boso tachas hadibu shalak dusha. Each person has to try, be mishtadl, to see, to bend this sitra achra, this kez kol boso, to bend it underneath this Dibur of Kedusha. The Kedusha should rule over it. Speaking about Mashiach, that he will bind the Knesset Yisrael, that he will save the Knesset Yisrael from the Goyim. Remember this Geffen and his Knesset Yisrael. This Knesset Yisrael, which is Zayin Kodesh brings, always means Malchus. This is Zaysa Shadiba, Zaysa Dibo, which is Malchus. Ukisho Kaifef is Ruchai Soro, Dainashun Naitli Men of Kaladi Budim, Shnafu Sechai, when he bends, he subdues the Ruach Soro. It means he takes away from it all the Budim that fell into it, which it was Yenig, or Yokim Soro Lid Momo. And the storm becomes, the Momo silent. Then the storm is no longer in existence because he takes away the Ruach HaKitrim, Ruach HaMalshinus. He overpowers it, and he brings back the Memshola to the Malchus, to the Dibur HaKodesh. The person has to be Malah, the Dibur, to its Shadish, to its origin. The Shadish of Dibur is the Zeraya. Shehem Chamesh Ezboin Shabiyad Smoil. Shehem Chamesh Gvurais. The Shadish of Dibur are the five fingers in the left hand. Left, of course, is the Gvurais, Chamesh Gvurais. With Shehem Bechinas, Hey Mitzoyes HaPet. They have the five Mitzoyes HaPet, five different Mitzoyes that come out, different parts of speech. Chayach, the Gonoins, or Sayim, so. Yikad HaDibur Al Yidei Hey Mitzoyes HaPet, Shehem HaGvures. Yikad Dibur is from the Shedich, which are the five Mitzoyes HaPet, which are the Gvures, which are called the Malel Gvures Hashem. The Malel Dibur is Gvures Hashem. Shai Yidei Gvures, Nasa HaDibur. Through the Gvures, that means, of course, the Gvures Shal Malo. Kedusha is created a dibur. Meshikasa the gvuras chayda beru. And through gvura there comes dibur. Meshikasa are like kai dvorai ka'esh no mashem. Dvorai are ka'esh. Esh is an inyan of gvura. So we see that dibur comes from gvuras. Yes, holas aliyus shel hadibur who made oishai. In the beginning, the person's imal, the dibur, so the beginning of the aliyah of dibur is made oishai from the top of the dibur. Hanem behamuvchad ho emes sheyesh behadibur shunikar reish. And the best chosen part of the emes that's found in the Dibur, which is called Reish. Ki yesh kamo emes, because there are many types of emes. Kvashikosav emes naasa adorim, that the emes becomes groups, there are groups of emes. Kvashikosav reish tevorcha emes, that there is an emes which is reish tevorcha, the reish of the Dibur, that is emes. So middle of the first part of the aliyah of Dibur is the emes. That's the reish of the Dibur. Ki koidem tikuna yohoyev v'chinas v'tashlech emes orza. before this was in the stock game before it was perfected, so it was in the Bechina of Emes was thrown to the ground. He wasn't able to speak any word of Emes. That means his tefillah was not Bishlemus because of the Ruach Soro, the storm that confused him. Because of Yahu, Shemayim Yeridus Hemes, in the Soro, they went up and down, the continuous bilbo. When he's masakin the dibur, then there's no more confusion, and he's yala solad mama. The pasuk changed around using 10 extra letters in order not to say a thing which is impure. The pasuk says, "Vekihi bechot ish asher lo yihye toher." That's when you say the word Tohid is Chosavav, so you have 12 Asiyas. Instead of saying Ashliya Tohid, you could have said Tomei. There are 9 extra Asiyas there. Pasuk changed it to Ikum means crooked. It made it crooked in the form to avoid saying Dav Meguna. Zed Emes Kishiruach Sora Shalit Azai Imbi Yechelos Dav Mabdelech Yeshu. That when the Ruach Sora rules is in power, so it's impossible to speak smoothly in a straight path. Because the Ruach confuses him, he's got to go on a crooked path. But when the Dibur is betikunoi, then everything is derech Yoshua. Tikun ha-Dibur huwa yudei ha-Tayri shlendibun batzali odom. Ba-Niyus u-Dachkos shubachinas lalat. Be-Misakin the Dibur, how do we misakin the Dibur? By learning Tayra, but the Tayra person learns when, at a time when he is in trouble. In poverty, and when he has difficulties, which is the Bechina of Laila at night. Night means that when there is darkness that prevails, that means that he has a lot of discomfort, and then he still learns Taita, that's called Tikkun HaDibur. She'oz Shultanusa, the case called Bosa. But she calls it Kate Somlach Eshech, or Ksiv Lach Eshech, Kora Laila. I can tell it's Kate Somlach Eshech, that's Kate's called Bosa. What is that Bach Eshech? And Eshech is called Laila. So Mela, by learning Taita at night, at a time like that, when his case is called Bosa, that's how he's been sacking the Dibur. V'chazal Omru, Lomed Taita b'layla mish, and olav chuchel chesed b'yoyim. The Gemara says that one who learns Taita at night, so they draw for him a chuchel chesed, a line and a string of chesed by day. Chesed du b'chinas b'ekir di Avraham. Chesed b'zayir ha-kodesh ha-b'ekir o'ir do b'ekir di Avraham. This chesed means, and you know, b'ekir, that means in the morning of b'ekir of Avraham, which is chesed. Like this very good, it says, b'ekir, oh, b'ekir became, in the morning it became light, as speaking about the b'ekir of Avraham, which is chesed. Yanashim shulchu inun morei de dinin. The people were sent away, that's in the inyan of the barley din, the gevures, the malashinim, the mikatrigim, they were sent away in the morning. When chesed is shalit, so amela, the din becomes bottle. Hemeva chamerehen inun v'chol star nesava. They and all the sitra of Tumah. Mishikosu shichvi ad habayke. Like the passage says, by Rus, lie, wait until morning. That means that in the morning, after the night, then there is an aliyah for the dibur. We could say, possibly that the Rus is in your dibur also. Shedibur, kashpal, vashir, zishbachis. Really, that means that there's a tikkun for the dibur in the morning. That's when the chesed is shalit. As I know from Kolah, my katrigim, we are shaltim ala dibur. Then all the katrigim who are shalit on the dibur, they fall. Because hadibur, yetzi, b'shir, v'sher, v'yhal, 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 then, in the morning, the dibur comes out with purity. Song and praise, Tarshem, like the buzzers on the Kim al-Domiloch, that there is no silence, but there is speech, Bikdusha. Like Kim Malchus, but she calls her the mind of Malchavid Laidain. That there is a zimra of Kavit. The Malchus is Nastakin. The Oz Beron Yachad Kerchei Baker. And there is a praise to the Nona together of all the Kerchei Baker giving praise to Hashem. The Zehu Imdais Hayiraglenu. Zubshat Imdais Hayiraglenu. That Raglenu had an Amida. He had Dibu Nikurregel because Dibu is called Regel to Meshikosu Tzedek Yikraehu Leraglai. And we call it Egel Tzedek, Mashikosu Tzedek Tidabedim. We see that Tzedek means Dibur speech. Bishorayach Yerushalayim Ayadeh HaTayde Kepedesh Rashi V'Divrei Chazal. that I'm the Zohar Aglenu, that there is an Amido, an Aliyah for Aglenu, which is Dibur. Through what? The Shorayach Yerushalayim, through learning Torah. And as the Gemara says, that Yerushalayim, through the Yishiyorim Shohalacha, that there is learning Yerushalayim. So we see that through learning Torah at night, there is a Tikkumo, an Aliyah for the Dibur in the morning. And it says, Kimuvon Priyetz Chayim, Sharat Filim Perek Zayla, Posik Simini, Kachesim Ali Becha. This is brought in Priyetz Chayim, and this Posik, inside Kavonis HaTfilin, is brought in the Posik Simini, Kachesim Ali Becha. Kachesim Ali Becha means the Tfilin Shal Yad, Negan Alayt. Shadid Day, Limut HaTayra, Balaylo, that through learning Tayra at night, Azai Ki Ayr HaBiker, Eile Rei Shamalchus, Shubachinas Dibu Kanal. Yeshevetz Bezvei, the Zayr Ampin. The Reish HaMalchus. Malchus is Mekwad HaZayr Ampin. It's Rache, Mekwad HaZayr Ampin, the Reish, at that time in the morning, this Reish, of course, Abinadal says, Bechinas Dibur. As we said before, that the Iker part of the Dibur is the Reish, Emes. So in the morning, the Reish HaMalchus, which is the Keser, the rest of the test feeders remain below. But in the morning, the Reish HaMalchus, the Keser of Mekwad HaZayr Ampin, is only goes up to Zayr Ampin. Yeshevas b'zerayah z'yampin. It's ayla until the zerayah z'yampin. From the kabbalas harashimu shibachozer, and it receives the reshimu, the kedusha, the oyer of the chozer z'yampin. The chozer z'yampin is the lathe. Receives this reshimu, this oyer from the chozer z'yampin. And this is what's meant by the tefillin shel yad. This is the Bechinat Tefillin Shel Yad, the first one Tefillin Shel Yad, that's when this happens. Because nothing happens l'mala unless it first is done l'mata. The person puts on Tefillin Shel Yad, so this is mala, the Mikvah Zayampin, the Keser, to the Chozer of Zayampin. And then she receives the Shimo from the Zayampin, from the Lev Zayampin, to the Reish of Mikvah Zayampin. That's what makes, that's what forms the Tefillin Shel Yad. Of course, the Rizal explains there why. Still, despite that, there is no din of tefillin by noshim. This we can say as a kasha, in that case, why don't noshim have tefillin? Of course, by how it comes out, tefillin shel noish, and by zayin hapin, tefillin shel yad, that says tefillin shel balei, tefillin shel yad. And it says that it's only the nekuda, one nekuda of keser, so, but the ikat tefillin is b'chaz zayin hapin. Well, it's only the nekuda there, but the tefillin itself is from the chaz zayin hapin. Zayin hapin mekabo neshim l'shaloi. And Zayampin, then it's Meskane ball, and she takes his Rishima from him, says Meskane, and he wants back, he takes back this Rishima for himself, to his heart. And that's what brings about now, when he gets this Rishima, by the Tefillah, Nechnosu Mechon Chadoshim, the Rishima Yetzin Mechinas Tefillah. Well, through the Tefillah afterwards, there is Nechnas Mechon Chadoshim, Nu Mechon, the Schadish Samechon to Zayampin. And this Rishima which takes back, comes out of Mechinas Tefillah, Shel Reish of Zayampin. When Numech and Chadoshim means the Indian of this Chachos Amoich, which means Tefillin Shel Reish. So we have first the Tefillin Shel Yad by Zayampin, and we have the Tefillin Shel Reish. And we see from here that what? That by Baikir, in the morning, this man Tefillin, so the Reish HaMalchus, why in Poshet, the Kesed of Nikos Zayampin is Reish HaMalchus. Reish HaMalchus is Oile, where? To Chosin Zayampin, which is what? To the Zrayah. We said before that the Reish HaMalchus is Oile, the Zrayah, to the Mokim Shel Reish. It's very small, it's kudos. See here the pshat and the kavanas tefillin, we see that Ben is all explained very clearly. Hukishem malas adibu l'shirosha in his malas adibu tzu v'shedesh hainu l'gvudoi su maschil adabe b'en ay lamein kaya mishal haibas l'gvudoi. And then he begins to speak this b'tfilo between himself and Hashem with the fire of gvudoi, the slavas of gvudoi. And he arouses himself that with Hashem, as I nichnas oyer shaydish of agvurois hanachmimus halayv. Then the oyer of the shaydish of gevurois, which is the chamimus halayv, that's the shaydish of gevurois, enters. He shaydish of gevurois heim b'leiv, because the shaydish of gevurois is in the heart, which is because of cham libi b'kibi b'gigis of aish, that the chamimus is found in my heart. Vishom shaydish amiti shalahemes shaladibur. And there is the shiddish, the real shiddish of the emes of Dibur, Pashikosa, the emes will bovay. That's why the Yerush goes up to the life, to the chosa, which is a life. Maschil adabe b'chamimus shebaleiv, dibe emes shebaleiv. And he has to speak with, through the power of the shiddish, the chamimus shebaleiv, he has to speak emes shebaleiv. Side, v'ze b'chinas the shimu shebaleiv ze erampin. She nichnas b'reish devorcha emes, hana b'reish hamalchus, k'shi yeshevas b'reish smoli. This chamimus is the union of the shiva from the leiv zayampin. That's the chamimus halei, which goes into the reish tavach haemus, which is the reish of malchus, which is oiled to zreya smoli of zayampin. So mele the shiva means the chamimus leivish takes out with which you can mispal them. Okay, shem adavin elin kain oid the emes. Believe when he gets to speak, but elin kain words of emes that are in the heart is under his pechuva with arousing a feeling of tshuva, but I should meet precise of who do us abidei, and he sees how low he is, and he sees the greatness of Hashem. Ki ad achshav hishlechatoyse v'alek seifo, v'lehiyim behem. Because until now, so he disregarded his sins. He threw over his shoulder, he didn't care about it. Achshav kshideyo his son. Now, when he starts speaking to his slave, now he knows his lackings, his faults. As I nichnas boi busha gedela al pishah. Then there enters into him a great embarrassment about his the many sins that he has. Against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Kodomis. The Abusha Hazais, Adayin Einana B'Poyel. This Busha is still not the Poyel in action. Aina Shabusha B'Pnimius, name is Kala Alponav. The Busha is still inside his heart, it's not Niskala Alponav, because of Kisses Naklim Aponai. The real busha is when the shame covers my face. The busha is upon him. Gizayis ha-busha, yikai l'machuma. This busha, which is a penimiyah, inside, is before chuma. Is that yadua ein dene ben kfala ben kenach. This is known that you cannot compare one who lives in a big city, close to the king, to one who lives in a small village, far from the king. Kol ma'ashem ikurev b'yaseh, la'melach b'yashtei godol. The closer he is to the king, his embarrassment is greater. His busha before the king is greater. Kol ma'ashiyadeh b'yaseh, b'kavad ha'melach, u'b'yashiyaseh me'melach. The more he knows about the king, the honor of the king, the cover of the king, so his embarrassment before the king is still greater. Ha'idam ha'tshuva da'yadiyos ha'bikatnus. Before tshuva, his yadiyos knowledge of Hashem was bikatnus in a small degree, like a ben kfar. Ben kfar is a small village, ben kfar is a big city. Through this, his embarrassment is not in action on his face. Because his sins are metamtim, they block his seichel and his knowledge through the ruach shtus which is within him. That sins come through this ruach shtus. Sets aside, takes away the foolishnesses within him. The Nochtus, when he tells the boy Sechlai, and Sechel is added, that I am despised by Yisr, and he's more embarrassed. And his Gala Busha al Ponav, then it comes out with Poyel, the Busha comes out on his face. Busha Azayis, the Bechina is Eidat Film, this Busha is Bechina Eidat Film. She has Gala al Ponav of Mitzchai, which is revealed on his face, where in his Metzach, in his forehead. Ikud is Galas HaBushi B'Metzach. The main revelation of embarrassment is on the Metzach and the Farid. Because of a Metzach Isha Zayna Hoyaloch Me'anti Kolim. One who has a Metzach Isha Zayna of Azus without Busha refused to become Nichlam. We see it's Metzach, that there is no Busha on the Metzach. The man, the one who has Busha, so it's revealed on his Metzach. The two on the side. Vezeh Bechina Shezeh Ampin Miskanei V'Malchus V'Keach Li'atzmo Hereshimu Shaloi. Zayrap is Miskane in the Malchus. He takes back his Hashima, which he took from him, and that brings out the Busha. Zebachina Shaydea Tvila, boy and Mechan Chadoshim. And through the Tvila comes new Mechus, because Yetze Hashima Bechina's Tvilin, and this Hashima, this Oya, comes out the Bechina Tvilin. And the Busha of Mispal, Mavakish Mechil Alvanesa, because through this Busha, he's Mispal, and he has Mechila for his Avonis, which is Mechel Chadoshim, because now he has a new Hakkara in Avonis Hashem. So really, that's the end of the Mechel Chadoshim which comes to Zayin Ampin, and it comes out of Mechila of Tefillin. That's Pshat. That Tefillin is Dveik Special Yizborach, because the Mechila of Tefillin is the Busha which comes to a person's face. With that, he's Mespalo much more. He attaches himself to Hashem by being Mespalo for Mechila on his Avonis. He gets closer to Hashem. The Ema Bina Tikra means Ema is Bina. Zeh Penish Oz Tovin. This Pshat is Pasuk. Oz Tovin. Hain Ayadei Bina Yisayda Shiyah Bechodes Abayde. Through Bina Yisayda. which you'll have in a Kodesh HaBayde, they say, Yiras HaShem and the Bechinas Tefillin. They don't have Yiras HaShem, which is Bechinas Tefillin. HaShem L'chazal, the Gemara says, V'lo Kalei Mahores, Kishem HaShem Nekro Alech, Yiras HaShem Nekro, Eilu Tefillin. It's Mosh HaBereish. That the Tefillin HaShemereish are called Yira, because the people will see that, the Amelz will see that they'll have Yira before you. Ki Yira hu HaBusha, Prajikosav, Yiras HaShem HaPneichem. Yira is Busha, like the Pasuk says, Yiras HaShem Al Paneichem Zeh HaBusha. So Mela, since Yidah Shalom Paneichem, that's where the Busha is. So Yidah is Busha Sheyal Aponim. And the Bechina Tefillin, when Yidah Bina Sheyim Al-Bra. That's the Bechina Tefillin through Bina, that's Ima Al-Bra. They aim at Bina Al-Bra. Through Bina, a person comes to Bechina Tefillin. Zeh Shalom Chazal, this is what the Gemara says, Tefillin Nikro and Pi'er. The Tefillin are called Pi'er, it's beauty. Shenema Pi'er Chachavah Shalechel. Pi'er Ukoli is a gabinet. Pi'er is the combination of the different colors. Ki Yahai spiders, Tayyidei Koli is a gabinet, because the beauty comes out through the combination of colors, three different colors. Kamashikos Yisrael, Shemachoy Espo'er. Yisrael, Shemachoy Espo'er, Ki Yim Kulim Gabinet Agiyim, because Yisrael are a combination of different gabinets. Kahanalim Yisrael, always. We see when a person is embarrassed, so he changes many colors. In this way, if we can recognize, we can understand, we can recognize if a person has Yidah Shemayim, that means Busha, we said before Yidah, is Busha after he's Mustakin Achet. When we look at his face, when they feel Olov or Olena, whatever the Girsa is, Yidah Ubusha, and it falls, and it affects us too, that we receive Yidah and Busha, Hainu, Shnim Shach, Olav Das, B'delas HaBadis, Parashmai, that there is drawn upon him Das, Negdulas HaBadis, because of his Busha. And mainly we receive from that Busha too. Zeh Perish Oz Tovin Yidah HaShem, Perish Pozeh Tovin Shiyesh Le Yidah HaShem. With this you will understand that he has Yidah HaShem and Das, and Kim Timtso, Hainu Kishiyimtso, Gam Lechodeh, B'delas HaBadis, Hainu Busha Yidah. If you too, by looking at him, will receive Timtzah, you will find a Kedulas HaBayri, Das Lekim, and a Busha V'yira. Zebachinas Ro, Kalamehores, Kishem Shegalacha, V'yoro Mimeka, and Shnim Shach Aleihem Gamkin Yira. By looking at you, looking at those who have this Tefillin, this Busha, they too receive Yira, which is Busha. Meshe Gamkein, or something like this, Meshe Zochol Yerat Tefillin, Meshe Vero Zechol Yerat Tefillin, Meshe Kosov Bezayne Kodesh, Fayis Natzlois Ed Yom Dot Tefillin, that the Jews removed their Ed Yom, the Tachshitim, which is Tefillin. Meshe Yikachas Oihel, the Meshe Vero did take the Oihel, Shalokach Oysen HaOyris, he took these Oyris. Meloshim Behiloi Neiroi Alei Roshi, when this Ner lit, was Meir shown upon my head. You've said Zehu ki koran er ponov, that the skin on the face of Meshe Rabbeinu shone. There was a shine in er al shem keren achas choylad mitzchay. Speaking about the korban which Adam and Yishim brought, it says that they had one keren on his mitzvah, one horn on his mitzvah. Pshat here is that there was a shine on his face, which is the part of the face that counts the mitzvah. The bechinas tefillin shem mitzvah. The bechinas tefillin shem mitzvah. We see that Meshe Rabbeinu had this. Caught an earth upon him. That means he had the bechina of tefillin on his mitzvah. Therefore, they were afraid to come close to him because there was nimshach to them yira. Ki heir aleim a yira, because the yira shone towards them upon them. But because of us, tovin yiras Hashem, that the kim timtza, that you will see he has yiras Hashem, he has busha, so you will also be able to get caught in the way of somebody. The person doesn't have it, he's ashamed, he gets busha, so he's forgiven immediately. Because the Aveda brings into a person Ashtus, why they busha machsar amoichin. And through busha, so the moichin chadoshim come back. It brings a moichin chadoshim. But because of os tovin yiras Hashem canal. Os tovin, when there is bina yiras Hashem, you have to fill. Zeh shom lechazal, the Gemara says, Mishiesh, by Yazis Piyadush, the Magnay Mesel Hasinai. First of all, Yazis Ponim, the opposite of Busho, so we know that his Magnay Mesel Nana Hasinai. The other Marishan, Pogam Bechinas Tefillin, Shem Bechinas Eitzachayim. The other Marishan was Pogam Bechinas Tefillin, which is the Bechinas of Eitzachayim of life. Meshikos of Hashem, Aleihem Yichyu. Hashem, Aleihem Tefillin, are upon them Yichyu, they have life. So Mele, if he was Pogam Tefillin, he was Pogam Eitzachayim. He's medabik himself, he attached himself to the Elon, the opposite of Eitzachayim, Eitzachayim. And therefore he was driven out of Gan Eden, Achronim LeGehenim. Because the Mishnah says Azaz part of goes to Gehenim, since he was pregnant in Eitz HaChayim and Tefillin, therefore he had the opposite of Gan Eden, he was driven out of Gan Eden, because that's part of Gehenim. The Kad told that Yuvda, when he was chosen with Shuvah, Ksir, Vayas, Lam, Kosnus, Oyer, Dot Tefillin. So Hashem made to them Kosnus, Oyer, that he got his service, Tikkun Zerzer, the meaning is Tefillin. They were Zerah, the Bechina, Tefillin, because they were chosen with Shuvah, they had no Akkod, Omer, Chadosh, which is Tefillin. Is that Pedersh, this is Pshatning, Imon, Shur, Sheik, and what with Ishan, Kedanachas, and Eishalay, Mitzchay. This Shur was an union of Korban for Tshuva. I did not have Korban, I know you did, Tshuva, Zechla, Bechinas, Tfilin, Shu, Bechinas, Kirin, and Aponim, because through the Korban, he was through Tshuva, he was Zechla, Bechinas, Tfilin, which is an union of Kirin, and Aponim, the Shine of Aponim. Kedanachas, and Mitzchay, through this Shur, through this Korban, through this Tshuva, then he had his Shine, but that's how he's a union of Tfilin. Kain shoyd ben dizay hamas anochosh kain u kein ben dizay hamas anochosh kol hikl bazu hama nochosh bus matal zu hama in to chava of nat kein ben giru ach kain ksiv bay lama naflo panecha shu bachinas oida tfil shu kirin oida pon him there was an afila for this kirin oida pon the kain hebi the psalus kain brought a carbon for the psalus those that things are impure shino chayv lecho echad he saw he brought He saw a chayv in each one, he was down the kaf chayv, because he came from this sitra of Kes Kol Bosa. He saw a yosem in Kayin Ois, shazorach like Keren Reine Kanal. Hashem afterwards gave Kayin an Ois. What was this Ois? Shazorach like Keren, and he made his kira right upon him shine, he gave him the bechina of Tfil. Because he was there for the Tshuva. And then she calls him in Kayin Meyesha, but yet it's Noit Kidmas Eden. Pedish, like Zochol Eden. He sat outside of Eden. He wasn't Zechad Egan Eden. And they should pogam the other film because his pig went out film, so male that he didn't have busho, so male has ponal again. As a kidma, so she tavis, kai kafta the lemon out film. One of his pigma doesn't put out film, so he is, the more to say that he goes to Gehenna. And this kidmas Aden, because kai kafta lemon out film, if he was outside it, he was there, it's noid, wanted away from Aden. It's nova noid, he wanted away from Aden. As they show me as well, the Sigma says, Misha Yesh by Azus, Piedush, Nichol Meshes Ish. That one who has it, Azus, one of the Azus Ponim, Piedush, that he was Mechala, he had Chilabris. Ki Kayin Omad al Tumosay Shal Hevel, Kvashikosav Yesmas Pasoda. But Kayin was Bo al Tumoyeseda of Hevel. His Mechana Hevel, because Hevel had two twins, and mainly he was Nichol Meshes Ish of Hevel. And therefore, we see that this is. Therefore he had Azus because he was Nechshal Neshesish, that this was two, these two are combined, they go together. Yisrael Shamdu al HaSinai, Poska Zayamos. Yisrael who stood on HaSinai, so this Zayamo, this Tumo, stopped. I knew Zayamas HaNochosh, this Tumo of the Nochosh Akadmai, which was Matal B'Chavo, so the Zayamo stopped at HaSinai. Akum Shleyondu, like Poska Zayamos, the Goyim would not stay in HaSinai, but by them the Zayamo, the Tumo remained. That those who have the Zoyamo, they know that the Aglayim did not stay there because of Galgachin Chotelech, that the Nochosh HaKadmoni hasn't got any Aglayim. He's supposed to crawl on his stomach. So, there's no Aglayim on Hasina because the Zoyamo remained the Bechina of Nochosh. As then she goes, Mazayim HaKadosh Yisrael, Shalom HaKayim Ois, Hechsir, Maido, Oy Aleyim. But she goes, Vodo, Kal Mehoritz, that he gave him an Ois. So the Pshat is that they return the Mina for Kayin on the other nations. The Post says, they're not called Me'oz, you're not even really afraid of you, because he gave them the ice of Tilin. Therefore, that the Yidah was again placed upon them, they were afraid of him. But she calls it Katav Bet Yufto, because of Hashem the Kayin is, which is Chesed Bet Shuva, so Hashem gave him this ice of Tilin, and therefore, he returned the Mina, the other nations should be afraid of him. And then she sees that Tana, this is the Tana says, it is Nopal b'mekeimenu v'avru olav yudvav kronis al-chudayim. That an oak tree fell in our place, and this was so wide that 16 wagons passed on its edge. Pshat is, the angel says, ki yadua shat tzadik shayvid is Hashem b'dvegas godl v'sechel godl. That when it's said again, this is Eved Hashem, with a very strong attachment, very high sechel. Kishanayfali is a Madega Bechusim, and when he falls a little from his Madega to a Madega that's a little bit lower, Afal Pishas is a Madega Shoach Shavuot. Even though this new low Madega, which he's in now, Kami Madega Gedodol, the Eidach Shah Tzadikim, is still a very high Madega compared to other Tzadikim, But because according to his measure, according to his madrega, so it's considered the filo, whom is bayish bazeh madrega. He's embarrassed about this madrega. He would have committed some kind of a sin. He does tshuva as though he committed a sin. He comes through this to a very great busha, embarrassment, which is a bechina of tefillin, bechinas oz tov and yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, we said, is busha. He comes to the bechina of a new yidiyah chadosh and hakor and Hashem. He goes to a much higher madrega. He can hold as a tefillin boy, my yidiyah luchas. May not as tefillin comes through the luchas. Kemuva b'zayi kodesh, kishomru Yisrael nasev, nishma zachul, chagiras, zayna ilo. When the Jews said, "Now, seven Nishma, they were zechid to clay Zion and Yenim." When Moshe zechol kirin oyponim, they haluchis. Moshe Rabbeinu zechid to rishayim, they oyponim, where they get it from the oyer of the luchis. Ki yehem hamoichem biatzmon, because they are the moich itself. Veichid das zechol b'teiras chad hamoichem, because the luchis are the teira. Through sharpening a person's zechol in teira, so mele hamoichem becomes sharpened. And he tells that by Hakkorah and Spash Yeser, and he receives a new Hakkorah in Hashem, and he gets a new Busha. Luchas, same Shadish HaTayr, Luchas are the Shadish of the entire Tayr, but he can have Yud Vav, Al Shem, Haseres HaDibres, Yerachem Vav, Rachem Vav. Yud Vav, because the 10 Dibres is the Yud. And the length of Luchas 6, that's the Vav. Well, Luchas are called Yud Vav. Yad Tzadik Nikro, Erez Balvon, and the Tzadik is called the Erez Balvon, like the Pasuk says, Tzadik Tam Yifidach, Ki Erez Balvon Yizkia. But the Tzadik is called Erez Balvon. But there she sipped that Tana Bishvochay, Shabbat Tzadik, Shreya Tzadik Bedoyle. This Tana spoke in praise of the Tzadik Emes in his generation. But not Bal Bim Kameinu, the Tana said, Kibi Bim Vadeh, Madadegas, that Tana Hoysu, Gam King Gedoyle. Certainly the Madadegas, the Tana himself was also very great. But according to the Madrega the Tzadik, Tzadik should fall from the Madrega the Tana, that's in the Fila for the Tzadik. Avru Lashon is Galus. It says that the Avru, all of Yitvav Kanonis, Avru Lashon is Galus, revealed, which because of the Ovar Hashem, the gate that's Mitzrayim Hashem, passed by to smite the Egyptians with Tagamukul, so he is Gali. Hashem was revealed. We see that the Avru means to become revealed. Yudvav Kronos Al Chudoi Hanayne Chidus Sichle Chidus Sichle Chidai Dei Atayinash Nikla Yudvav Kanal through the sharpening of a Seichel and his Chachas a Seichel which he received through the title that is called Yudvav the Luchas is called Yudvav there's Galeg Kidun Oira Ponem and Abusha Bechinas Tilon that was revealed Yudvav Kronos the Keren the Kidun the Shine was revealed which is the Busha Bechinas Tilon.